is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Your airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. That is part of what the country's president called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make up peace talks impossible. The president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said that nearly a third of Ukraine's public power stations have had been destroyed in the past week alone, causing massive blackouts there. The mayor of one town said all the city was without electricity and water without double missile strikes on Tuesday on an energy facility. Authorities said that the missile strikes also hit an energy facility in Kyiv and severely damaged another in south central days of Dnipro. U.S. President Joe Biden will ignore the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve on Wednesday. All of this is a part of a response to recent production cuts announced by OPEC and the nations. And will also say more on all sales are possible this winter as his administration rushes to see pulling on all the stops ahead of next month's midterm elections. Biden will deliver remarks on Wednesday to announce the downturn and drawdown for the Strategic Reserve, according to senior administration officials. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mali's foreign minister is accusing the former colonial power of France of duplicitous acts of aggression and espionage aimed at destabilizing the troubled West African country. The allegations were immediately dismissed by France's UN ambassador as mendacious and defamatory. The acrimonious exchange at a UN Security Council meeting on the Mali on Tuesday highlighted the depth to which relations between the two countries have plunged since a coup in August of 2020 and August of 2022, the departure of the last of thousands of French forces that have been in the country at the government's invitation since 2013 to fight Islamic jihadists. Presidents Joe Biden and Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador spoke Tuesday as a growing number of migrants from a crisis-gripped Venezuela arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Biden administration announced last week that it would accept up to 24,000 Venezuelan migrants at U.S. airports. Mexico, meanwhile, has agreed to take back Venezuelans who come to the U.S. illegally overland. The White House says in a statement that the leaders discussed actions to reduce the number of individuals who unlawfully cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Lopez Obrador says that they also discussed security, economic development, and that Biden confirmed he will attend the North American Leaders Summit in Mexico. Recapping our top story. Airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians on Tuesday. It's all part of what the country's president has called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark, also making peace talks more difficult. The president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said that nearly one-third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week alone, causing massive blackouts across the country. In addition, U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to announce the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve Wednesday as part of a response to recent production cuts announced by OPEC. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA